On this day, 15th March 1921, six more hanged. All efforts for reprieve having proved in vain, the six Dublin prisoners were executed in Mountjoy Jail yesterday morning. They were marched to the gallows in pairs at intervals of 1 hour, the first two being executed at 6 o'clock, two others at 7, and the remaining two at 8 o'clock. Their names, already familiar to the people of Ireland, Thomas Whelan, Patrick Moran, Thomas Bryan, Patrick Doyle, Frank Flood, and Bernard Ryan. Scenes of the utmost solemnity were witnessed outside the prison while the grim tragedy was being enacted within its walls. It was a bitterly cold and dreary morning, but this did not deter people from coming out. Many of these were young boys and girls, a great number early workers who, but for the impending sacrifices, would have been going to their workshops. But above all were the very poor women especially, who came from their humble homes to pray for the happy repose of the six victims of the gallows. Kneeling on the damp ground, with close to 1,000 people fervently reciting the rosary, which was given out by a lady attached to Cumann na Ban, many bore lighted candles. Here, the heroic mother of Thomas Whelan, clad in her Western garb, took her place to join in the chorus of prayer for her dying boy. The scene at this juncture was so touching that even the soldiers in an armored car stationed some yards away leant over in silent awe and wonder and seemed to forget for the moment the grim occupation in which they were participants. It was known in which particular wing the doomed men had been incarcerated, and lights were seen in two cell windows. A crowd collected and handkerchiefs were waved while soldiers stood by in obvious amazement. A figure was seen to come repeatedly to one of the windows, and he seemed to be endeavoring to communicate with those outside. After some time, the lights went out, and as it was then close to 7 o'clock, the awful truth was forced upon the crowd that two more were being taken to the execution chamber. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, the six IRA prisoners had been sentenced to death by court-martial for their alleged part in the Bloody Sunday killings by Collins's squad. Patrick Moran, convinced he could prove his innocence, had declined to take part in a successful escape attempt. Joe Devlin met Lloyd George to appeal for the young men's lives, but failed to save them. To Moran's sister, Devlin wrote, "I was shocked at your brother's execution and what I regard as a cruel crime of infamy."